Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, operators, and managers, I want to share with you how writing this book is going to help you in your restaurant. Not the actual content in the book, but the writing of the book is going to help you in your restaurant. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now, I am so excited to tell you all about this book, but that's not what this video is about. What this video is about how I wrote this book. I've been talking a lot about chunking things down, taking really big, complicated, overwhelming tasks and making them smaller. And I put out a video last month. We'll link the video here or here somewhere. It'll be up here where you can go watch it. It talks about me and Legos with my son and how I learned how to fly an airplane and instruction manuals for Legos and how that relates to training your restaurant. It's actually a really great video. But some of the comments I got on that video were a little disturbing to me. Most of the comments I get on YouTube are disturbing. Please leave me a good comment once in a while. If you like what I did here, let me know that, because I get a lot of negative comments. There's just some angry people out there. And hey, if you want to leave the angry negative comment, go right at it. It's your right. I can handle it. But it was disappointing to me because the comments I got were more like, oh, so no matter what's going on in my restaurant, if I just chunk it down, it will fix everything. There's sarcasm there, but yeah, chunking things down is a huge tool that you can use to overcome really complex things like training, for example, or better customer service. Try to explain to yourself right now what great customer service is. I bet you'll struggle with that because there's no one thing to great customer service. Great customer service is answering the phone properly, greeting our guests properly, giving them the right wait times, being honest with them about mistakes, letting them know what's going on with their order, attending to certain needs. If it's a delivery order, letting them know realistically how long the delivery is going to be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when we do all of those things well, we have great customer service. But if we try to teach customer service without chunking it down into individual teachable things, tasks, processes, procedures, systems that when added together give us customer service, we're going to struggle. If we just try to teach customer service, we can't do that. That's what great teachers do. We don't just learn math. We learn little bits and pieces of math. We don't just learn like algebra. We learn little bits and pieces of different math that one day we can now do algebra. So when I sat down to write this book, I did a lot of research and I spoke to a lot of other authors and I went through some courses, which I also recommend, depending on whatever it is that you're doing, from people who've done it before. But the one thing that they kept saying in common is you don't sit down to write a book. If you put in your calendar, I'm going to work for 2 hours today on writing a book, you're probably not going to get much done. I bet you do something similar to this. You probably put in your calendar, I'm going to work on marketing. But then when you go in front of your computer, you're like, well, what am I doing? What am I working on with marketing, right? You didn't chunk it down small enough. So when I was writing this book, we didn't sit down or I didn't put chunks in my calendar that said, write a book. I started with an outline. What's the story I want to tell? Where do I want to take a reader from A to Z? So I wrote like one page on that, just the journey I wanted to take a reader on, the bridge. They're here. They want to be here. The book is the bridge. Then I broke that down into 9 or 10 sections. I think 10 sections. I said, step one, they have to learn this lesson. Step two, they have to learn this. Step three, they have to learn this. And then once I had those, then I broke each section down into an opening, 3 main points, and a closing. So then I did that for chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. Then only then could I start writing the book. And then instead of putting in my calendar, write the book, it was work on the opening in chapter 1. Work on lesson 1, chapter 1. Work on lesson 2, chapter 1. And the writing came so easy because I took the time to take this big, overwhelming, scary task, something I've been wanting to do for 7 or 8 years, and I broke it down into its smallest parts and pieces, and then I just worked on it. From the time I started that until the time the book was written was only about 3 to 4 weeks. But I've been wanting to do this for like 7 years and couldn't get it done because I didn't have the right tools in place. So whatever it is that you're struggling with in your restaurant right now, break it down into much smaller pieces and then work on those pieces. And then one day, whatever it is you're trying to achieve is achieved. It's done. It's behind you. So yes, chunking it down is a very key concept. And please don't just brush that over as, oh, he said chunk it down. Like, really work on this. Watch more videos on it. Read the book. We have a whole chapter dedicated to this and to training in the book. The book is called Make It Happen. And like I said, we've worked really hard on it. And we're having some supply chain challenges. So depending on when you're watching this video, like, everyone's having supply chain challenges. We're having trouble finding a printer right now. We're having trouble finding people who can distribute it because shipping delays and everything else. But by the time you're watching this, either the book has been released or it hasn't been released. Either way, visit therestaurantboss.com/books with an S at the end. We'll put a link up here or below. Therestaurantboss.com/books. And you can either download a chapter of the book for free if we don't have the book ready to ship. Or if we do have the book ready to ship, you can get the entire book for free. And if you're in the United States, all we ask is that you pay, I think it's going to be $7 or $8 or $9 for shipping. The book is free. You just have to pay for shipping. Or if you're outside the United States, there'll be an option for you to order the book on Amazon, which will probably be priced better for you to get the book from Amazon. But either way, if you've been watching our videos for a while and maybe wanted to work one-on-one with us or wanted to go through one of our courses and it just wasn't financially the right time for you or just wasn't the right time for you, I hope something like our book will be a great way for you to learn more about our processes and our systems and our procedures and what we teach other restaurant owners and some of the success. I share a lot of stories in the book and how that can relate back to you. But this is just something we're really proud of. So visit that website or keep a lookout in our emails for that free book offer. My name is Ryan Gronfman with The Restaurant Boss. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. And I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. Have an absolutely amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.